Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we have two guests on the show with us today from the Green County ISU Extension Office. Is our County Extension 4-H and Youth Coordinator, Kayla Wilms, joining us now. So thank you very much, Kayla, for being on.
Thanks for having me today, Coltrane.
You bet, Kayla. Well, let's talk about an eventual program that'll get started up, I do believe, next month. But let's talk about this program that comes around once every 3 years or so with Green Leadership. Tell us about that.
Green Leadership focuses on individual skills, building and developing the self-confidence of participants to get involved in their communities. This group meets four consecutive times here at the Extension Office in November. On Mondays in November, so the 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. This is a great class to build our new leaders in Greene County. The cost of the class is $200 if you enroll by October 25th. Register by November 1st for $250. There is a limited amount of space, so register early. The four workshop topics are understanding ourselves and others, which is the colors assessment with Mary Clancy. Then there is communicating and listening with Don Brozier. Leadership 101 with Sandy and Libby Eric, and creating an innovative environment with Terry Rich.
Now let's talk about some things as the weather has changed and we're now in the fall season here. Let's talk about some of those pesticide applicator trainings that are forthcoming here at the Green County Extension Office.
Our certified commercial pesticide applicator trainings are going to gear up here in the next couple weeks. Our first one is roadside forest and aquatic pest management, categories 2, 5, 6, and 10. That date for that training is October 16th. We will start at 9 a.m. and it'll go to 11:30. Cost to attend this class is $35, and you must register by tomorrow, Wednesday, October 9th. The next one is going to be on October 24th, which is our mosquito and public health pest management, categories 7, D, 8, and 10. Again, that is Thursday, October 24th. So get that on your radar and register by October 17th. $35 to attend that class as well.
And now let's talk about something that's introduced here at the Green County Extension Office at least once, if not twice per year, and that is your babysitting basics class to give some of our Green County youngsters a chance to get out there and see what the working life is like.
We offer babysitting basics twice a year, once in the fall and once in the spring. This is a course for anybody, kids in 5th, 6th, 7th, or 8th grade that would like to start babysitting. We offer this course for them. Cost to attend this course is $40. It is Saturday, October 26th from 9 to 3:30. During this course, we have guest speakers from public health, fire department, police department, and we also have a mother and infant come in for teach us about changing diapers and that kind of fun stuff. Register by October 18th as the class size is limited.
All right, and this week is a big week for our Green County 4-Hers, as it is National 4-H Week. Kindly tell us, Kayla, if you wouldn't mind, what some of the things the 4-Hers can get involved with yet this week.
National 4-H Week is a big week here, well, for our entire nation, but especially here in Green County. Some things that 4-Hers can do as a club or as individuals: decorate a store window. So we have lots of clubs that will decorate a store window, or they'll decorate the school, or put posters out by the highway so people can recognize National 4-H Week in all of our areas in the community. We'll have a celebrity judge go in and judge our windows and our posters and things like that. And then whatever club is chosen as the top decorator this year will win a free pizza party, and that will be awarded at our 4-H award ceremony later in October. Refer a new member to Green County 4-H. Anybody that is interested in joining 4-H, if they come in this week and sign up and they say that a 4-Her told them about it or sparked their interest in it, that 4-Her gets put in a drawing for an award at our award ceremony as well. Wear your 4-H t-shirt. If kids wear their 4-H t-shirts during National 4-H Week and either post on Facebook or tweet using the hashtag GC4HGrowsLeaders, they also get put in a drawing. This year we are doing another supply drive. This year we're going to donate to PAWS. So we're going to donate items that are needed for the animals at PAWS. You can drop off here at the Extension Office, and that'll be honored all month long. So from October 1st till October 31st, we will take donations. And this is for 4-Hers, but also anybody in the community that might be interested in donating to the animal shelter here in Greene County.
Also, Kayla, with it being National 4-H Week and all, people are starting to, hopefully, 4-Hers are starting to think about their awards day that's coming up later on in the month. Can you tell us where, when, and what time all that fun stuff will be happening?
Awards day will be on Sunday, October 27th. We will serve dinner at 5 p.m., and awards will be at 6 o'clock at the Chardin Library in Chardin, just north of town here in Jefferson.
we want to get to our second special guest on the program here with us today from ISU Extension and Outreach is our youth program specialist, Earl McAlexander, joining us. So thank you very much, Earl, for being on.
Well, thank you. I was here today at the office helping to judge some of the record books so that they could figure out the winners so that they can present those awards at the awards program. Every year, the 4-H'ers apply for awards and project areas that they've been in, just as kind of the completion of the 4-H year. And then we start with the enrollment for next year. And so if anybody wants to join 4-H, just please come in and find out a little bit more information here at the Greene County Extension office. They will get you matched up with a club and go on from there.
Earl, I assume that all the 4-H'ers here in Greene County that want to apply for awards during Awards Day have submitted their record books already. So with that being said, for 4-H'ers to kind of get the ball rolling, for those that maybe aren't as familiar with how to do a record book, what are some of the things, pointers that you can give us to make a good record book?
Well, the first thing that everybody needs to do as they get started on a project is to set some goals. And often we don't really think about those until we're into our project just a little bit. But if we talk about the things that we want to learn and set some kind of a time frame on when we want to learn it, that would be the best thing that they could do. As they go on through the project area, they need to take pictures continually of activities that they do within that project area. And then when they get done, there's reports that they need to do that summarize some of the things that they did and learned throughout the year. And with many of those, they want to do some kind of a financial summary that tells how they did financially, whether they made some money or, in some cases, how much that they lost as well.
All right. Well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Greene County Extension 4-H and Youth Coordinator, Kayla Wilms, and ISU Extension Youth Program Specialist, Earl McAlexander, joining us. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.